It has been such a long time since I have been podcasting and recording my podcast. So many things happened in between this time, but I am back because I believe that there is a reason for being, and so many people are listening. People that are driving like myself cannot watch a YouTube video, but can listen to my podcast. So here I am, and today's episode is going to be very apropos, and I'm going to answer a question that so many women have to that ask me in the past about PCOS and laser hair removal, and particularly dark and black women. The question principally was whether it requires the same amount of treatments as far as laser hair removal is for women of color who suffer from PCOS, but this would be for any kind of skin color woman that suffer from PCOS generally, whether there is a different amount of laser hair removal treatments, and if yes, why and how many. So let me just start to preface this by telling you that any woman that suffers from PCOS has actually a hormonal imbalance. And the hormonal imbalance can be shown in many, many different ways. One of which is elevated androgen, elevated testosterone, free-floating testosterone. That's just a few things that are a side effect of PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Most of the time, women that suffer from this condition are already in a stage when I get to see them that PCOS is quite advanced, where they have excessive hair growth, where they stimulate excessive amount of hair follicles, and where weight gain is also an issue. So I will break it down as best as I can. On a square inch of human skin, we have about 1,000 hair follicles. For a person that does not have hormonal imbalance, maybe they will have 5 or 10 hair follicles. Let's talk about the upper lip that will be active in their lifetime or on their chin. Let's just say myself. I maybe will have 5 or 10 hair follicles that will be active as I go through the different stages of my life. Take my daughter, for instance, who suffered from PCOS and endometriosis for over 30 years, which is a long story and I will not go into it. And I can tell you categorically that she has at least 300 hair follicles out of these 1,000 that are active. Now, said that, women that have active PCOS or endometriosis or Hashimoto disease and have excessive hair growth, they have also excessive amount of hair follicles which are active. Those active hair follicles are those that actually stimulate the hair growth, and you can have from one pore, from one opening, 10, 15, 20, 30 hair follicles that can come out. To understand how that process works, let me just run you through it basically. A full cycle of a hair growth is 3 months. In the 3 months period, there are 3 stages. The growing, which is the anagen, catagen, which is in between, and telogen, which is the sleeping stage. Laser or electrolysis can destroy the hair only if it's in the anagen stage, in the growing stage. However, a growing stage only lasts 2 weeks out of 3 months. 2 weeks out of 3 months. Laser hair removal is done approximately every 5 weeks. So statistically what happens is when I see somebody that suffers from hormonal imbalance and I do laser hair removal, I kill somewhere around 7% of their total hair follicles each time that I treat them. But said that, we have to add to that, that under the 7%, there is also a situation where their hair follicles are quantitatively more than hair follicles of a person that just has generic hair growth or heredity and has hair growth, a mustache or a chin. So somebody that has just hair growth, they can have, let's say, 100 hair follicles, 70 hair follicles, 50 hair follicles that are active. And eventually, as I get 7%, 7%, 7%, 7%, I will kill them anywhere in between 12 and 15 times, repeating the treatment. But women that have hundreds of hair follicles that are active, these women will require many, many, many treatments. At least, I can tell you from my experience, 40, 50. Now, said that because I have tremendous amount of empathy because I'm a mother to only one child, one daughter who suffered from the age of 14 for 30 years from PCOS, which then went to the stage 4 of endometriosis. It was a horrible, horrible condition. She was hairy from the forehead to her toes. And she also suffered from horrible, horrible pain, horrible, horrible periods and consequences. Had 16 surgeries, lost 70% of her organs because endometriosis is a horrible, horrible disease. But what I'm trying to say to you is this. When you have, and I have tremendous amount of empathy, so I do not charge a dollar more for any human being, for any woman that comes to see me, anything after 12 treatments, so you as a patient are obligated to pay for 12 treatments. I, however, will treat you until you have no hairs. And if that takes 40 treatments, then be it 40 treatments. I never charge you a dollar for a very simple reason. It's probably economically not practical, and I probably will never be rich from doing this, but I have tremendous amount of empathy, and I'm a human being, and I understand the plight of women that suffer from this condition. And the reason that I do this, and the reason that I don't charge a dollar more, and I'm willing to do this for as long as I work, is because I understand how women, and particularly black women that live in the deep south, are so deprived from all these options. And because women are so deprived from all these options of having a proper laser hair removal place that uses NDR laser, that uses the appropriate laser, having a doctor who understands, having an endocrinologist, having a gynecologist, having a specialist that treats PCOS and endometriosis, which is very hard to come by in the deep south. I have tremendous amount of empathy for all these women. And by me making the commitment, treating women until they have no hair, I know that I make a dent in their life, and I know that I will make their life better, and they will make better choices in their life. And this is why, as a woman, as a mother, as a professional, I chose not to charge a dollar more and treat women that suffer from PCOS and endometriosis and Hashimoto disease and hormonal imbalance generally until they have no hair. I did open 6 years ago a second location in the Atlanta area in Noonan. I have a location for 38 years in Bay Harbor, Miami Beach, and I opened the second location. Why? Because women can come and see me and they can do it by driving. I have women that drive from Virginia, North and South Carolina, Tallahassee, North Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee. Everything is in a driving distance. Even if you drive 6 or 7 or 8 hours or 10 hours, but it's possible for you to make it every 5 weeks, and you are eventually going to be hairless, and you eventually are going to go on the right pathway and will make the right decisions for your whole life. Because when you have the self-confidence to do what you have to do, that has tremendous, tremendous positive effect on your life. So I just wanted to sort of quickly bring this up. I will make many, many more episodes, but this is one that I just decided that I'm going to talk about quickly. And if you have any questions, guys, you can call me at 305-864-3333. 305-864-3333. You can also email me to medspa 33154 at protonmail.com. medspa 33154 at proton, proton mail.com. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, Eva.